Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Christ is the Word of God, and the Bible is the written declaration of Him. All that is in its pages serves to magnify His person and work in the behalf of that elect bride, for which He has expressed His unswerving love and devotion. To miss that understanding is to be left without the key to all of the mysteries hidden within its pages, regardless of what else one may declare these scriptures to teach. John said it best when he wrote, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." From the dawn of creation until the last trump, there is to be but one name exalted, both in the shadows and types of the Old Testament, and now in the full revelation of Jesus Christ as the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All that is written in the pages of the Bible is written unto the end that he might be lifted up and magnified as the blessed and only potentate, the Ancient of Days, the everlasting Father, the beginning and the end. In the ages to come, he will be the subject and the object of all praise, and his redemptive work will be remembered forever by every living creature which shall exist in his presence. So as we read the Psalms, we are reminded that they are written primarily to testify of him and to cause God's people to see his example as a perfect man who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, yet took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh and dwelt among men as a man full of grace and truth. He learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and was acquainted with the weakness of sinful flesh, though having no sin of his own, and is able to succor him that is tempted, having been tried in all points, like as we are. The only goodness which can be found in the sons of men is that which is imputed to them by the righteousness of Christ. All else about them is tainted with the corruption that is in them by nature. The psalmist testifies that a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. We are sure that every step which the Lord Jesus Christ took was according to the eternal purpose of a sovereign God. This is true as surely as it is true that the steps of the wicked were ordered according to the same purpose and accomplished the exact result for which they were ordained, as Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." So when the psalmist speaks of his steps being ordered by the Lord, he is not merely speaking about the fact that God has predestined all things to occur, even though that is completely true. Rather, he is testifying to the glory that surrounds him who came to fulfill the purpose for which he came into the world. This is that which was told to Joseph, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." The psalmist says he delighteth in his way. We can look at that in two ways. He is that one in whom the Lord delighted, as he declared at his baptism and upon the Mount of Transfiguration, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." But we can also consider it in light of the fact that he whose steps he ordered, that is Christ, has taken delight in that which he was sent to do. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. "Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will." Then we read, "The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him." Is this not descriptive of the life of Christ as his enemies plotted his demise? How glorious it is to contemplate the steps of this good man as he fulfilled the Father's purpose in obtaining eternal redemption for those who have been the objects of his love from the beginning. Well did he say, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." Is Christ your Savior?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.